This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Welcome back. And third hour, don't forget, coming up is my Power Hour with Newsmax TV. Staying right here at USA Radio, but our third hour is on national TV. If any of you are listening on national radio on one of our syndicated USA radio stations, realize that if you call in hour number three, you will be on national TV. And that phone number now and then is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. You can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world except the good old U.S. of A. I fight for America, American exceptionalism, capitalism, our U.S. Constitution, Judeo-Christian values, and our beloved Republican Party. That's how we keep this country great. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, where I started, and also our flagship station in Dallas. It's called Big Dallas Talk, KBDT. Big Dallas Talk, KBDT. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know that a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. Being among the first 100 callers, and you will get a free American Silver Eagle coin and your free guide for investing in precious metals. All you do is call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. I want to give special thanks, shout-out to one of our affiliates, WZXIAM in Lexington, Kentucky. WZXIAM, Lexington, Kentucky. Got a phone call from the owner of that station. He's a good man, and I just wanted to give a shout-out to the good people in Lexington, Kentucky. We enjoy having you as our affiliate, and we love having War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, on there every single day, Monday through Friday. My books, The Power of Relentless, Angry White Male, Murder of the Middle Class, my three most recent books, all great books. You can find them at Amazon.com. My website, Root for America, my email, love to hear from you, and I answer all my emails personally, WayneRoot@gmail.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. You can listen in anytime to this show. If you're in Vegas, it's 790talknow.com. If you're anywhere else in the country, tune into the app called TuneIn. Tune in. Get the TuneIn app for your phone or go online to TuneIn.com and just type in KBDT. You'll be listening crystal clear 3 hours a day to this radio show. And you can watch me online at NewsmaxTV.com or stream live at YouTube every afternoon. So that's where you find us. All right. Former President George H.W. Bush hospitalized after wife Barbara's funeral. Sad thing. The whole country's kind of watching this play out. He contracted an infection over the weekend, hospitalized yesterday. The infection spread to his blood. His wife died at age 92. Age 92. He is 93 years old. Admitted to Houston Methodist Hospital yesterday morning after contracting an infection that spread to his blood. Appears to be recovered. Issue additional updates as events warrant, said the spokesman. Well, it's actually Bush spokesman. I thought it was the hospital spokesman, but it's Bush spokesman, Jim McGrath. And it was a really interesting thing. I don't know how many of you noticed this, but Secret Service agents who have been with Barbara Bush for their entire careers, they stayed with her body overnight when it was, you know, lying in state, and you just leave it there overnight. They wouldn't leave it. They stayed with her overnight. I mean, these are just such incredible human beings, incredible. If you cry, or at least have a tear, you feel like you're going to cry, and you have to stop yourself upon hearing that story. You know, it's almost like the soldiers always guarding the tomb of the unknown soldier, come rain or snow or sleet out there. It doesn't matter how cold it is, how miserable it is out there. Just such heroes, and then these guys guarding the body, the Secret Service agents who've been with Barbara Bush for all these years, guarding her body as it lies in state, and they will not leave her alone at night. Just an amazing thing. The other big news, of course, the possible terror attack, what appears to be a terror attack. I'm careful what I say, because you got all these liberals, you know, listening, looking to jump down my throat. But, you know, I know what it was. Anybody knows what it was. The witnesses said he looked like a Middle Eastern male. It was a rented van. He ran it, you know, ran it down the street at high level of speed, purposely to run people over. It's pretty clear it was a terror attack. It's pretty clear it was purposeful. It's pretty clear it was probably an Islamic terror attack. And, you know, one guy says the driver knew, was in control of what he was doing. He knew what he was doing. Another one who witnessed it said he started going down the sidewalk and crumbling down people one by one. He destroyed so many people's lives, every single thing that got in his way. Just, you know, the usual stuff. Ryder, they rented the van from Ryder. Ryder's aware of the incident involving a Ryder rental van striking pedestrians in Toronto. We're saddened by this tragic event. Our deepest sympathies go out to those impacted. We took the safety and security of our entire fleet very seriously. We're cooperating fully with authorities. Yada, yada, yada. It's the same old stuff, but nobody does anything to stop it. You know, only Bush does something to stop it. He's the only one. He says extreme vetting. You don't let everybody in just because they want to come in. Of course everybody wants to come in. It's the United States of America. It's the greatest nation of world history. Of course everybody wants to come in. But that doesn't mean you want everybody, you know? Why can't a country be like a really special, beautiful, bright woman, you know? Like, my daughter is gorgeous and she's Harvard educated. Is she, does every guy who wants to date her, is it her responsibility to say yes? Oh, this guy's a loser, I have to say yes. This guy's a loser, I have to say yes. This guy looks like a terrorist and he wants to murder people, I have to say yes to a date. This guy wants welfare for life, never wants to work, he thinks he can marry me, I have to say yes. Really? Do you know any women who feel that way? I don't know any women who feel that way. I sure wouldn't raise my daughter to feel that way. Your job's to find the most special person in the world for you. So why should America, the most special country in the world, allow anyone to date us? I don't want to date you. You're a loser. Look at you. You're a loser. So it's our job to say, sorry, you're a loser. You can't come in. We don't want you. We don't let in just anybody. Unless we want to change the welfare laws. Now, we could go back to the 1930s, 1910s, 1920s, 1930s, when there were all these people coming into America. We could go back to those days. As long as you got rid of welfare, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps, and aid to dependent children, and free health care, and every other free thing in the world, free Obama phones, free contraception, free meals at school. Once you get rid of all that, yeah, I guess you could start letting in lots of people. As long as they know they'll starve to death 5 minutes after they get here if they don't want a job. But as long as you're giving welfare and you're leaving it open for illegals and legal immigrants to collect all kinds of government welfare checks from the moment they get here and burden the taxpayers, sorry, our answer is say, we're at the dance, we're only going to dance with the best guy that walks in that's the most special guy we know, and you're not it. Get lost, loser. All right, just another example, by the way, of how you should never listen to any of these losers in Hollywood. This girl, Allison Mack, is 35 years old, best known for playing Superman's platonic friend in the TV series Smallville, has been arrested on charges of sex trafficking and forced labor for her role in the NXIVM sex slave cult. NXIVM. Isn't that interesting? That's weird, huh? That's weird. NXIVM is pronounced Nexium. Okay, Nexium. Nexium is a sinister marketing organization in upstate New York which offers self-help personal and professional development seminars. Founded by former computer programmer Keith Raniere in Albany, New York, Nexium's president is Nancy Saltzman. The two are referred to as Vanguard and Prefect. Wow, this is some weird you-know-what. More than 12,000 people have attended their seminars between its founding in 1998 and 2010. Among its clients are notables such as actresses Linda Evans. God, that woman's been in more cults than anyone I've ever seen in my life. What a beautiful woman and what a nutcase. Smallville's Allison Mack, UK mogul Richard Branson, BET co-founder Sheila Johnson, former U.S. Surgeon General Antonio Novello. Wow. The daughter of former Mexican President, rabid anti-Trumper Vicente Fox, his daughter Christina Fox, Seagram heiress Sarah and Claire Brofman, Seagram heiresses. Sarah and Claire Brofman, who have plowed millions of dollars into it. In addition, the director of Nexus, what's it called? Wait a minute, what do they pronounce it? Nexium. The director of Nexium is Emiliano Salinas, son of the former Mexican president Carlos Salinas. Wow. In 2009, it gained more respectability when the Dalai Lama was paid $1 million to travel to America to speak at a NXIVM event in Albany, New York. And they trumpeted that as an endorsement and a victory. They gave him $1 million. He came. They consider that a victory. But former members have exposed it as a sex cult. According to an expose by Barry Meyer, members of a secret sisterhood of 70 to 80 women, including Allison Mack, are branded with Rainier's initials, KR, as his slaves, blackmailed, and beaten with paddles. Women who wish to join the sisterhood are required to provide nude photos or other potentially damaging information about themselves, all the better for future blackmail. Well, Allison Mack's arrest came less than a month after NXIVM's leader, Keith Rainier, you know, the guy they brand with his initials in their body, himself was arrested on the same charges of sex trafficking and forced labor at a luxury villa in Mexico where he'd been hiding out. So before you start listening to actors and actresses in Hollywood about their wonderful advice, before you start listening to that wonderful advice, I would say it's a pretty good idea to say, is this person a moron? Do they belong to a sex cult? Do they belong to a cult of some kind? Were they waiting tables and tending bar and cleaning toilet bowls about a week before they got their first big break and now they make $20 million a picture? Maybe they're not really that smart and they got lucky once. Maybe they slept with the director and they got the part. Maybe they don't know anything about politics. You ever think about that? And you shouldn't be listening to them because their views are ridiculous. I'm sure this girl was a big Obama backer, don't you think? I'm sure. I guarantee you. This girl from Smallville loved Obama while she was recruiting sex slaves to her cult, Allison Mack. Wayne Allen Root, Warren Out, USA Radio. Be right back at you.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129. 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root War Now. This segment of the show is sponsored by the Landis Tax Group. You know, when I was in trouble with the IRS, all of you know the story. They came after me with everything they had. The whole United States government was after me. And Sam Landis is who I chose, who I turned to save my life. Just a fantastic guy. And I interviewed 20 top lawyers. He's the one that I chose. Thank you, Sam. Great stuff. And he beat the IRS twice, and I didn't know a penny, and now you can hire Sam Landis, and you don't need a lot of money. I didn't spend a lot of money with Sam Landis. He's an amazing guy. He's resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for a low monthly fee, and they'll get it done quick. You call them. You get a free consultation. You're protected by attorney-client privilege. Nothing you tell them ever goes anywhere else, and it's a free consultation, but a low monthly flat amount per month, and they will tell you exactly what you're going to pay and exactly how long it'll take to solve this, and it goes very fast. Call the Landis Tax Group. 800, we help you. You're not talking to a salesman. You're talking to a lawyer. No slick sales presentation. Just a lawyer to tell you the facts. Just the facts, man. 800, we help you. 800, we help you. 800, we help you with the letter U. It's not Y-O-U. It's 800, we help you, the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. All right, so when we left, we ended the last segment with me talking about this sex cult with Allison Mack, the Hollywood actress. It was a good example to me of why you're crazy if you ever trust Hollywood actors to tell you how to vote. Anyone who listens to them is nuts. And now I'm going to bring up something, you know, again, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. This is happening all over the country. Politicians are just low-life losers. They're just egomaniacs. They're psychopaths. They're just obsessed with themselves. They care nothing about you, and they're really good at making it seem like they care about only you. So again, you know, this might be a good guy. Maybe he's not a bad guy. I met him at an event, a Republican event, and I thought he seemed like a nice guy. His name's Aaron Manfredi, 42 years old. He's a candidate for Clark County Public Administrator. What the hell is that? I have no idea. Why anyone would even run for that, I have no idea. But it turns out he's on the front page of the Vegas paper today. He was convicted of a gross misdemeanor in 2015, and that may be the technical term, gross misdemeanor, but it's a gross misdemeanor. He's gross. A Republican candidate for Clark County Public Administrator was convicted of a gross misdemeanor in 2015 following accusations he had sex with a pregnant teenage inmate at the county's juvenile detention center. Can you even tell that story without laughing? It's so ludicrous. This guy was accused of having sex with a pregnant teenage inmate, and he thought it was okay to run for public office. And by the way, don't think he was accused and, you know, it was disproven. He was a probation officer at the time of his arrest in 2012. So he was arrested. He wasn't just a suspect. He was arrested, charged with sexual assault of a minor, and pleaded no contest to a lesser charge and stripped of his Nevada law enforcement certification. And in the weeks following his conviction, police arrested Manfredi again after a woman he was dating accused him of choking her during an argument at his home. That one went to a jury trial, and a jury acquitted him of domestic battery. And he said in a phone interview Friday, the allegations against him in both cases were false. And I get that. Okay, maybe they were false. But first of all, the day you plead guilty to lesser charges, you can no longer claim anything was false. That's number one. And number two, I get it. A jury found you innocent. If there had never been the plea bargain, pleading down to a lesser charge and then stripped of your Nevada law enforcement certification, if there had just been a girlfriend who you were dating accusing you of choking her, and then there's a jury and they commit you of domestic, acquit you of domestic battery, it's the only thing against you. I got news for you. You can't run for office. You could be anything else you want in the world. No one's ever going to check and no one's going to care. You could be a real estate salesman. You could be a stock salesman. You could sell pool supplies. You know, no one cares. No one's ever going to check that you were once accused of choking your girlfriend and then acquitted by a jury. But you can't run for political office, let alone as a Republican. But that wasn't all you did. You pleaded guilty to a lesser charge when you were arrested for having sex with a pregnant teenage inmate at a county juvenile detention center. Are you freaking joking? And you think you're a candidate for political office to represent all of us? To decide where money goes? Are you joking? You really didn't think this would ever catch up with you? You thought it's okay to say, I'm innocent. Everyone says they're innocent. Every person in prison says they're innocent, you moron. Aaron Manfredi, what kind of a person runs for office when he pleaded guilty, no contest, to a lesser charge, but he was accused and arrested for having sex with a pregnant teenage inmate? This is politics. These are the people running for office to control your life. War now. LaRoute, I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
A van driver plowed into a crowd of pedestrians on a busy Toronto sidewalk, killing 9 and injuring at least 16, according to authorities today. The driver was apprehended, and this eyewitness details what he saw.
I saw a lot of people lying on the sidewalk. There were in pools of blood, and I was told there were more people further down there. Apparently, he's been caught. The man was walking through the intersection at Yonge and Kempford. He was just walking. He was in the middle of the intersection, and the van just went right into him, plowed right into him.
Late in the day today, Senator Rand Paul said he will vote for Mike Pompeo's nomination to be Secretary of State paving the way for the CIA director to win approval from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and ultimately be confirmed on the Senate floor. Senator Paul, a Republican from Kentucky, had previously criticized Pompeo's what he considers hawkish past. Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 14 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Wayne on the Root, War Now, welcome back. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I'm not just a conservative talk show host, I'm a father of four kids, and when we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is they come home with good grades, but the most important thing is that they live, that they come home safe and sound in one piece. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. All products are made in the USA. They custom make a ton of products that are bullet-resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool and stylish but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com, enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. Enter WAR and you save 10%. Pretty cool product. If you have a kid, you're crazy if you don't check out Bullet Blocker. All right, we've got Breitbart's political and national security reporter, Ben Q, on the line all the way from London, England, with the latest international news. Ben Q, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Good evening. Sorry, I didn't hear you there. How are you doing? Good evening.
There you go.
From London.
All right. It's that English language barrier between Americans and Brits. No, I'm just kidding. So I know your main topics we want to get to are the two you've been writing about, the Pakistani Christian girl murdered in an acid attack and the Nicaraguan protesters tearing down the statue of Hugo Chavez. I love those things. But I just want to quickly, we can't have an international, a national security reporter interview without at least touching on the van that mowed down the pedestrians in Toronto. And all the reports say that the suspect looked Middle Eastern. And now a new report says the suspect has a Middle Eastern accent and the attack was similar to past ISIS-inspired truck attacks. It sure seems obvious to me. I'm not stating a fact. I'm saying it looks like, my opinion is, it has all the earmarks of an ISIS terror attack. I think we can all, really be worried about the fact, concerned that ISIS is active again, and this time in North America. So it's a serious situation. What say you, Ben Q?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I believe the suspect is a man called Alek Minassian, which sort of sounds, to me, that sounds like an Armenian-Lebanese name. He's 25 years old. Yeah, he's killed 9 people and injured dozens more. So it's obviously an incredibly tragic event. I mean, we can't immediately jump to the conclusion, but as you say, it does have all the earmarks of a Islamist-inspired attack, but it is too early to say until the authorities confirm it. So that's
all right. And well, you did bring us news, Ben. You did bring us news because I'm looking at like 20 different websites in the United States, and not one of them has the suspect's name. So you're the first one to bring me the suspect's name, and the name does sound like an Arabic or Muslim type of name. And so that goes with the descriptions of him as being someone who looks Middle Eastern and as someone who sounds like he has a Middle Eastern accent, and who's someone who has done something that looks like it's ISIS-inspired or ISIS put it together. It's renting a van. It's mowing people down, in a North American city, et cetera, et cetera. It looks like ISIS tactics. All right, let's move on to a more lovely religion of peace. A Pakistani Christian girl is murdered in an acid attack after refusing to marry a Muslim. Tell us what happened there, Mike, Ben Q of Breitbart.
Yeah, so unfortunately, this is just one of the very many sad stories about Christian persecution that have come out of Pakistan. 25-year-old girl Asma Yaqub met another individual called Rizwan Gujar, and the two, I think we can assume the two had a relationship, but he asked her to marry her, and as part of the marriage, he demanded that she refuse, that she convert to Islam, as is part of, the law. She rejected his advances, and unfortunately she was subject to a brutal acid attack that left 90% of her body burned, and sadly she succumbed to her injuries yesterday. Now, the reason it's so important to cover these stories is because Christians in the Middle East, they really are one of the world's most persecuted minorities, and especially in a place like Pakistan, where they are, systematically oppressed and treated as, second-class citizens, and are often subject to violence and intimidation. So it's an incredibly sad story, and I think, here at Breitbart, we try to make the best effort we can to actually get these stories out there from the Middle East of Christian persecution. It's incredibly tough for them out there, and I hope people in America would always think of those Christians in their thoughts and prayers.
It's just amazing to me that liberals on both continents, both in North America and in, of course, in Canada, as we're talking about this terrible attack in Toronto, and in the EU where you're located, are just so naive about allowing Muslim refugees and migrants into their countries in Germany, in Sweden, in England, in France, again, and in Belgium, in Netherlands. And now in Canada, we see again and again signs that you wind up with problems when you've got people that have extreme views. So all Donald Trump has ever said is not that you ban people of any race or religion, but that you look at them very carefully. You have extreme vetting. I think it's a very fair way to look at things. Any idea, you know?
And
go ahead.
The very obvious solution is that if America or Europe are going to take in refugees, then they should take in Christian refugees, because at least those are the ones who are more compatible with our value system, our culture. And it's, you know, there won't be that clash of civilizations that you have that, you know, when extreme forms of Islam are, you know, placed in a country where, you know, where they are not compatible. So if they are going to take in refugees, they should be taking in Christian refugees. So I completely agree that, you know, mass Muslim immigration is one of the greatest threats to Europe and potentially to North America.
And don't forget, Ben, we've got all these liberals in America. I'm sure it's the same thing in England, because you've got the strictest gun control laws in the world. But in America, anytime someone shoots someone, it's, oh, my God, we've got to ban guns. So I think it's very clear we've got to ban all van rentals from now on. You know, no business would get done
well,
in the United States.
This is the thing, isn't it? This is the thing. You know, when, you know, it used to be, you know, in van attacks typically happen. They're more common in countries like Britain or Europe, or, you know, or Canada, because it's just another way, because people can't get their hands on guns. Okay, that's true. You know, someone with a gun, if you can't get access to a gun, you know, it's more difficult to kill people. But if you're that deranged, and if you're that motivated by, you know, hatred, you're going to find another way, and they easily find another way, sadly a very effective way, in vans or lorries or cars. So, you know, I completely agree with you, and it's a problem that Europe is facing.
Yes, it is. All right, let's talk about Nicaragua, because I'm no fan of Hugo Chavez. Now, he wasn't a Nicaraguan leader. He was the Venezuelan leader. But Nicaragua, also that socialist-slash-communist type of government, and Venezuela, that socialist-communist type of government. I gather Nicaragua kind of idolized at one point Hugo Chavez, because they put a statue up in his honor, and now Nicaraguan protesters tear down the statue of Hugo Chavez. What exactly is happening in Nicaragua? Are they going through Venezuelan type of socialist collapse and starvation as well?
Well, I mean, fortunately, Nicaragua isn't quite in the situation that Venezuela is in now, which I've actually covered extensively over at Breitbart, the crisis in Venezuela, which is a huge humanitarian issue. You should all check it out. But the situation in Nicaragua is that they do have very high levels of unemployment, and a kind of a protest, wave of protest was sparked when the leftist, kind of former communist president Daniel Ortega announced changes to the country's social security system. And that has led to a kind of mass protest against the government. And he's also an authoritarian like Chavez. A lot of these leaders in Latin America, despots like Evo Morales and Hugo Chavez, and, you know, obviously the Castros in Cuba, you know, they're extremely authoritarian people, and that's exactly what Daniel Ortega is. So this is really, although it is a protest against social security reform, it's also, you know, a kind of wider protest against the government. And I think it's, you know, quite a symbolic thing that Hugo Chavez, who was probably the most radical of Latin America's socialist leaders, bar Cuba, they had, you know, the regime in Nicaragua, put up a monument to him, and this was torn down by protesters on Sunday, which I think is quite a symbolic act and kind of a sign that Chavez, you know, who was once celebrated across Latin America for, you know, his anti-Americanism and, you know, socialism, you know, quite a symbolic thing that his monument was torn down.
You know, we have a liberal newspaper here in Las Vegas. That's where you're talking to me. I'm talking to you, Ben, and Ben Q in London. He's the Breitbart political and national security reporter. I'm in Las Vegas. And it's just interesting. We have a liberal paper called the Las Vegas Sun. We have a conservative paper called the Las Vegas Review Journal, and I write as the national political opinion columnist for that paper. But the liberal paper is called the Sun, and they had a big front page story today about all the socialist people that have come out of the closet, and they're proud to be socialists. They're running for office in America. What would you tell them quickly, you got about 30 seconds, about Venezuela and Nicaragua and about how socialism never quite ends very well, does it?
This is what I tell you. If you look at Cuba, if you look at Venezuela, people are going in one direction, and it's not, and it's towards America. They want freedom. Freedom works. Socialism, big government doesn't. That's the best.
And people starve to death. They're eating zoo animals. They're raiding the zoo to eat zebras in Venezuela, Caracas. All right, Wayne Allyn Roots, we're now. Thank you, Ben, from Breitbart, for checking in with us. Little international report from our friends at Breitbart. We're now. The Wayne Allyn Roots Show will be right back. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hey, moms and dads. There's a new True Blue American Hero in theaters now.
In fact, I thought of a name for him.
His name is Tubby.
Oh. Sergeant Stubby, an American Hero, is a heartwarming animated adventure for the whole family based on the incredible true story of America's most decorated dog.
I confer the honorary rank of sergeant on Stubby, the regimental mascot.
You could all learn something from him.
Now playing in theaters nationwide, go see it today.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
War now!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This segment of the show is sponsored by Blue Blocker. And this show, if you're just tuning in, is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Show. I'm Wayne Allyn. If you have not guessed by now, Blue Blocker sunglasses are so good that America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. 20 million pairs have been sold. That's how good they are. My buddy Joe Sugarman is the founder and owner of Blue Blocker sunglasses. What a great guy. What a great patriot. These sunglasses are as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. I dare you to stop into any shopping mall in America or in Vegas, like the Fashion Show Mall or the Forum Shop. Stop in the sunglass store. Every sunglass you see is $100, $200, $300, $400, $500. And these provide the best eye protection you can own, blocking 100% of UVA, UVB, and the always dangerous blue light. And they're the most protective sunglasses you can own when it comes to your eyes, because you can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've even heard cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident. If it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs. Get this, two pairs for $39.95. So $20 a pop for sunglasses that look and feel and protect better than the ones that cost $200, $300, $400, and $500 at any of these sunglass stores at malls. And so, and by the way, if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Let's see you try that with any of the sunglasses out there in these stores. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Thank you, Blue Blocker, for sponsoring this show. By the way, you should all get on the phone lines if you want to be on during the Newsmax TV Hour, my power hour on national TV, 50 million homes reached on DirecTV, Dish TV, and cable systems around the country. Start lining up now. The phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. It's free anywhere in the United States, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Start lining up. Jim Carrey was cleared of lawsuits over his former girlfriend's death. Why do I bring that up? Why am I defending liberal putz Jim Carrey? Well, I'll tell you why. Because nobody's bringing this up. One of my fans pointed out, we have the best fans of any radio program in America, and one of my fans pointed this out, and he said, go check out the people who were suing Jim Carrey. They claimed that his girlfriend committed suicide. Her name was Catherine White, and they claimed that he was the reason she committed suicide, and they were suing him for millions because he has deep pockets, right? That's what lawyers do. So many of them are just complete scumbags. What's just seeing a lawyer and a scumbag? A scumbag has feelings. So the Hollywood Reporter has confirmed that all the lawsuits were dismissed against Jim Carrey. He was having sex with Catherine White. She had a husband and a mother. Her husband, Mark Burton, and her mother, Bridget Sweetman, sued Carrey, claimed he was to blame for her 2015 death by drug overdose. And the lawsuits were completely thrown out. Why were they thrown out? Because they made things up. Completely made things up. They determined it was a forgery involved. And who was the attorney for Sweetman and Burton suing Jim Carrey? You'll never guess. Michael Avenatti, the guy who represents Stormy Daniels that's suing President Trump. Nobody in the media has brought this up. You mean this wouldn't be pertinent if, say, Bill Clinton was being sued by a girl or by the parents of a girl who committed suicide, and he was being sued by the same lawyer who had represented another gal who had sued a famous person, and it turned out everything was false, everything was a forgery, and they made things up, completely made things up. That wouldn't be important, really. Through discovery, they came to the conclusion that the 2011 document showing White had clean test results prior to meeting Kerry was a forgery. You know, they claim that Kerry gave White illegal drugs that she used to overdose. They allege that she contracted STDs from Jim Kerry, and these were the causes of her mental distress. And then they showed a clean test result prior to meeting Kerry, and it was a forgery. It appears to be a forgery. They claim it's a forgery. I mean, that's the judge's decision. It's a forgery, I guess. But it's just interesting that all this stuff was thrown out because their lawsuit was bogus. And now they're suing Donald Trump. Talk about the ultimate target. He's not only a billionaire. He's not only a billionaire playboy. He's a billionaire president of the United States, the most powerful man in the world. And anything you sue him for becomes the instant headline across the world. And anything you sue him for, it's easier for him to say, here's $5 million to go away and not embarrass me than to keep it going, right? So they thought they could extort Donald Trump would be, I'll say allegedly, maybe, possibly what was on their mind. And nobody thinks that's important. Nobody at all thinks there's the slightest bit of importance to expose the very same lawyer who represents Stormy Daniels as a guy who represented people that were lying to win money from Jim Carrey. Wow, that's amazing. When we get back, it's Newsmax time. I'll get my suit. We'll talk about the University of Southern California, USC. Used to be known as the University of Spoiled Children. That's what USC used to stand for. Now it unveils a mural called Dismantle Whiteness in the latest insane attack on people based on the color of their skin. If you go to USC, you got to walk beneath a giant anti-white billboard above the threshold to the building where their classes are held. And it's all about white people being terrible people. Wow. And CBS shows armed anti-Trump characters saying we need to assassinate the president. Nice. Did you ever do that to Obama? Not that I last checked. Wayne Allyn, War Now. We'll be right back. Lots more to tell you about. Newsmax Power Hour coming up.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.